The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We're going to add, Mitzvah Hashem, another few layers to what we discussed in the previous few shiurim about exactly what the model is, what the hagdara is of what the kohen has in matnas kohuna before it's given to him. That means it's the truma certainly belongs to the kohen after it's given to him. Whether after the hafrosha biyad yisrael it was already chal neshem truma, whether it's already mamon kohen or not seems to be the subject, like we said, Rashi and Tosfos against the Ramban, the Tosfos Reed, the Ritva, the Ran, by us, that seems to be two schools of thought as to what the Yachas is of after the Afrosh within the Sina. Let's go another layer deeper. Rashi, famous Rashi in Yevamos Daf Pevov, the Ran brings such a tzad also in Nedarim Daf Pei Dalid, that the Din of Tevel, we've only discussed till now, what is the status of the Truma post-Hafrosha? What about before the Hafrosha, the Tevel? Tevel means that there's something here that's also to eat. There's a whole silo full of grain that's also to eat because Truma Samaisus have to be hufresh from them. Is there any schus to the coin in the Tevel? Is it only Osir as a, so to speak, as a gedder, in order to get him to be mafresh and to give? Does the kohen already have some type of claim, schus, tvia, against the kri itself, against the silo of tevel, even pre-hafrosha? Rashi says in Yevamos Daf Pevov that the reason why there's an iser to eat tevel, also for anybody to eat tevel, the reason why it's also to eat tevel is because, and Rashi proves that the oinish is misa v'dei shemayim, the same thing as eating truma, because eating tevel is the same thing as eating the truma shemuruv boy. The Ran explains this more by Richus, that the iser of tevel is not a new iser of tevel. The iser is the reality that there's truma, or the potential for truma, mixed into the kri, into the silo of grain. There's mixed in potential truma. Where's the truma? It has to be hufresh from some part of the silo, but until it's hufresh, it's in the whole kri, it's mixed in. Tevel b'loshna rashi, tevel v'chulu murom and zeh bozeh. So memela, the din of eating truma and eating post hafrosha, and eating pre-hafrosha is the same thing. That's rashi. Tosfos and Yevamos Daf Pevov asked the obvious question. If a zor is not allowed to eat, so I understand that he's not allowed to eat post, he's not allowed to eat pre. But a kohen is allowed to eat truma, why is he not allowed to eat tevel? Rabbi Chanan has a famous teretz, Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Oretz, Simin Lamed Ches, in Kotn Yud, where he says that even the achil of a koyin in truma is only a form of avoidah. The psukim are moira that the koyin eats truma as an avoidah. Same way he's eating kotchim bebeis hamikdash, we've seen that in Zvachim and Menachis, is an expression of kedushin, expression of avoidah sakorbonis. It's not that he's eating from the carbon, it's that his eating is an expression of achilas, same with achilas mizbeach, there's achilas akehanim of the chalokm of the carbon. Truma, he says the same thing. He says the seder ha'avoidus, to eat it after the Yisrael, is mafish truma samaisus. If you eat it before, it's like a seder ha'avoidus, even the kohen has the same issa of eating truma. But the existential state of tevel is chulin v'truma mu'rov zebuzeh. That's shittas v'ashim. Let's take this idea of Rashi and the fact that we've discussed Shittas Rashi biyachas to what's the din of post hafrosha, that the moment already belongs to the kohen. We put Rashi on that side of the fence, the Rashi above the Kamas Hamachvol, in the context of discussing a very difficult, a famous but very difficult Rashi in Gittin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The discussion over there is something which is Negeh Halacha L'Maisa, whether Yesh Kinyin biyad akum lafkim ide trum samaisis. If a goy is kohenah, Karka and Eretz Yisrael, if he's kind of produce in Eretz Yisrael, whether his bailus can be mafkia, the kedusha that's inherent in the karka, inherent in the produce, to be mafkia to pater from a chiv trumas and maestris. And according to the mandama that ain kinyin biad akum lafkia, the reason why this nagei halokal maisa is because we have to ask ourselves, very today, Israel is exports a lot of its produce to other countries. There's certain specialty products that Israel produces. Their agriculture is on quite a high level. And if the stuff is sold, the stuff that's used in Eretz Israel obviously goes through Trumas and Maisvis. Even the companies that don't have such a good Hashgacha, B'derech Klal have some type of basic Trumas and Maisvis. At least a lot of the produce in Eretz Israel goes through Trumas and Maisvis. What about truckloads and truckloads of stuff that's shipped overseas? It's sold to Galician companies. And this, by the way, is one of the problems with Israeli produce. Oranges was years ago, and today you can have it in all sorts of different lettuce and other things. If the stuff is sold elsewhere, it's mechuyev in trumas and maisvis. A major problem on any product which is sold in Europe, especially, without knowing that the product, one really has to know, can be kept abreast, be kept aware of what produce is a suffix of an import from Eretz Yisrael in any one of these countries. In any case, Rashi discusses if you hold that ein kinyan b'yad akum lafkim b'dei trumas and maisvis. So in that case, if you hold ein kinyan b'yad akum, so then the tree, the produce, even when it goes over to the ownership of the goy, still retains its din of tevel, still retains its din of a tree of Eretz Yisrael to be mechayev bikurim. Says Rashi. Rashi points out mem zaynam and bezin gitni midirai saloi. That's the dibra maskel. Says Rashi that if a person sold a tree with first fruits with bikurim, he'd be mechayev to buy back the fruit from the goy to give it. Since it was already chal on him a chiyuv to give those fruits to bikurim, he'd be mechuyev to buy back those fruits, meaning that the choyiv, the mitzvah, is mechayiv him to give. It's not just that if he wants to eat the fruit. Bikurim doesn't have a mitzvah of tevel. There is no hafrosha from something which is mat to the kri. He has a din, he has a specific mitzvah to give one of the shivs, I mean, that pomegranate, that grape, to Bikurim. So he's mechuyev to go out, he's mechuyev to buy it from the goy to give it. Says Rashi, but Trumas and Maisvis, not. Trumas and Maisvis, if he doesn't want to eat from the produce, then he doesn't have a mitzvah to be mafrish. He only has a mitzvah to be mafrish if he's holding on to the produce, but if he sells it to the goy, so let it stay by the goy, there's no chiyuv. But Pashas, what Rashi means to say is that the mitzvah of Trumas and Maisvis, of being mafish, is only a function of whether, if you want to be matir the kri, lachilat's tevel, you want to eat from it, you're going to have to be matir. Sure enough, the Meratz Chias, over there in Gitna from Zayim and Veis, points out that that's Reb Kivega that we quoted in Yeridei Semen Aleph, that Reb Kivega says, it's like Shkita, if you want to eat, and it's tevel, so you're going to have to be matir, you're going to have to be mafish, but otherwise there's no kriyu, he says that's what Trumas and Maisvis is. The problem with Rashi is, Mineu Be Rashi over there adds another point. Rashi says, but if he took the tevel and he sold a pile of that produce to a goy, meaning say not that he has land that he sold to a goy where produce that's produced from that ground and now it's partially owned by a goy, he's not mechuyev to buy it back. That Rashi says. But what happens if the produce was already produced? He sold that produce to a goy. The goyish ownership now will not resolve the Trumas and Maisvis. Why, says Rashi? Since he sold to a goy, the money that he gets from the goy for that sale is Mishtar Shile, the Muslim that we saw on Kuf Lamed Aleph. Since he gained money, he profited, he sold that, and the money is the substitute for the Trumas and Maisvis, he'd be mechuyev then keneged the amount of Trumas and Maisvis that's inherent in that kri to give to the Kohanim and Levim. And the child's, what does Rashi mean? If we look at Trumas and Maisvis only as a matir, and it's not more than that. If it's a matir, so that if you're mafish, then it becomes a chiv to give to the kind. But before that, all it is a matir. There's no chiv, there's no mitzvah, there's no imperative to give it to the kind. So then why would he be mechuyev to buy back if he doesn't want to eat the stuff? So he can leave it beyond a goy. Why would he be mechuyev to buy back? What does the mishtar shilei do to then be mechayev him more than if the stuff was just produced from the ground, that he wouldn't be mechuyev. He wouldn't be mechuyev because there's no reason why he should be mechuyev. So the Pshat and Rashi L'chayr is what we just got finished discussing, that according to Rashi, inherently, the moment of the Kohen goes back even before the Afrosh. The moment of the Kohen starts when it's tevel v'chulin merov zebazah. The tevel state is chulin and truma. The kohanim already have a theoretical schus in the tevel. So the halacha is, that's the musig mishtar shile, that's nischadish and kuf lamed aleph, that if you sell, if you profit with something that belongs to somebody else, the profit that's accrued is shayich to the source of that profit. In which case, Rashi would hold that if you take the tevel, which has in it a chelek akarim, has in it a chelek halavim, has in it a chelek aniyim, and you sell that to the goy, true, you don't need theoretically to be mafrish, but lamaisa, the momoin inherently is mechayiv you to give that amount of momoin to the kohanim, to the levim. That's going to be momoin akarim levim. Again, that's only called Rashi l'shitosle, that holds that inherently in the hafrosha lies the momoin kohanim. If we look at hafrosha and nesina as two different things, so the hafrosha is to be mater nesir, the nesina is then the momentistic aspect of it. So if you gave it to a guy, you don't need that frosh, you don't need to be matur nisr, then the sina never becomes a machayv, the dina momentist never kicks in. But if you understand, the inherent in the reality of truma, the truma itself has a din moment to go to the kohen. So we understand that if Rashi Yevoma says that the truma already inherently is in the kri, in the tevel, so then in that itself would be a mechayiv of any profit that's accrued from selling that, you would have to give. So this is all Rashi l'shitasi. That's the chayiv of Rashi. And if anything, the Maratz Chayis that says that Rashi holds that truma semaisis is only a matil, like a kiveger, we're proving not that way, but more than that. Rashi can't hold that way because the way we understood Reb Kiva Egan the Taz is totally in Rashi and the other Rishonim. So Rashi would cheshbon out the way we said, not like Reb Kiva Egan, like the Taz, and we're mechich that from Yisrael Dvava Rashi, that if there was Mishtashi, you would be mechuyev, and that's all based on the momnistic aspect of what's already there in the Kri, like we said, Rashi, l'shitosei. Let's add something else to this. Rashi, Kuf Lamed Aleph, Omen Aleph, on the top, says, what happens if you have Tevel that was Higil Yad HaKoyin from the Yisrael, and the Yisrael was already gave it to the Koyin in its Tevel state, even before it became Truma. He gave it in a Tevel state to the Koyin. Rashi has two Lashonis, whether the Koyin was already Zoichin in the Chelek HaTruma, like we said, Rashi holds that the Truma is inherent in the Tevel. The moment is the chus of the Kohen's already there, but Rashi is not sure if the Kohen could already be zoich in that then the Yisrael wouldn't be able to change his mind who he wants to give it to. That's not clear by Rashi. On Kuf Lamed Omen Beis, Rashi seems to imply, Legab Yisrael, Lechaim Vekeva, that any Kohen, if he wants, could go take the Zroya from the Hishechts an animal, Yisrael Shechts an animal, the Kohen could go and take the Zroya Lechaim Vekeva. It's up for grabs. Theoretically, you took from him his Tovus Anah, okay. So maybe you'll have to pay him the amount of money that he lost on the Tovus Anah, like we discussed, a certain amount of money that he has from the fact that he could decide which coin to give it to, however much that's worth. But Lamaisa the coin can keep the Zroya. What's the difference between the two? So L'chor the Chilik is that the Zroya is defined. If it's defined, so it's clear this Zroya, the Chayar, the Keva, these parts of the animal, this shearing, has to go to a Kohen. Well, let's leave the shearing aside, because over there also, it's not clear which of the wool will go to the Kohen. So the Chayar, the Keva is not mixed up together with something else. These Chalokim and the animal are intact. Im Kain, they have to go to the Kohen for sure. So now the Kohen has a defined schus in taking these items. When you have tevel v'chul merov zebazeh, it could be that the kohen inherently has a din in the tevel, but lamaisa, since it's not defined, an ownership which is not defined is like having, is like owning stock in a corporation. Is that halachic ownership? Is that called you own something defined and then you could take it? If I have stock, we'll just throw out a chosh mishpat example of this. If I have stock in Nabisco, does that mean I own the crackers that are in their warehouse? Famous halachal ma'aser nafka mina, somebody owns stock in a company that has food, has restaurants or whatever, does he have to sell that before Pesach? Is that cool that there are crackers that he owns, there are pretzels that he owns or not? Over here also, you have to know how strong is the ownership of the kohen in the tevel, because what will be actually given to the kohen is not defined. because the Yisrael could decide to be mafish the truma from whichever one of the stalks, whichever one of the grapes he wants to. So over there, the ownership is not defined. He would not be able to keep it. That l'chayr is what comes out from a proper reading of Rashi, or l'shitasoi, the way we explained. Very nice Tosefis on this is a Rashi in Sukkah Daf Lamed Hei Omen Aleph. Rashi says over there, an Esrik Shaltav, the Gemara says, Ein Yoytzi Bo Yidei Chevosoi. Very important in Eretz Yisrael, people go picking Esrikim. Okay, during Shemitah, it's not again when the fields are Hefker, people pick, because over there there's no Chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisis, there's no state of Tevel. But there are sometimes shipments of Esrikim, and one has to know, the Badat Seh, the Charedis is Kifu, the Stada Ashkochis. One of the Nekudas is that it all needs Hafroshas, Trumas HaMaisis, which is one of the reasons why only Erel Chid could be trusted to deal with the Esrikim business. In any case, Rashi says over there in Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey that Esrik Shal Tevel En Yoytze Bo Yidei Chevasi. Explains Rashi why? Because it's also Bachilo. He brings the pasuk. The Gemara says over there, there has to be something that's mutar b'achila, that it's only, it's not a chasaron in the ownership, but there's a separate din that has to be mutar l'achila. Tais says, why do you have to come out to psukim with the extra gzeres hakatzav? Stop! There's a din of lochem. He's talking on the first day of Sukkot, where there's a din of lochem, and it's not totally his, because the kohen has some type of stake in it. That means that because there's tevel, a state of tevel, and there's truma mixed in, Tosis over here is going with Rashi's shita, that tevel is chulin, v'truma murav zebazeh, so the kohen has a monetary stake, like we proved from Rashi and Gittin Afim Zayin. So what does Rashi hold? So the way we just said, to be miyashiv, the difference between the monetary stake in tevel, as opposed to the monetary stake in Zer Lechayim V'keva, the pshat is like this. Rashi holds that before the Hafrosha, when it's still truma, so it's like owning stock in the tevel, but it's not that he owns part of the chefetz itself. The din that's a shutvis is not called lochem, is only if it's real ownership. It's not just that he has a stake to get at some point something in this tevel, but he has to have a part of the tevel itself that the kohen doesn't as of yet have. So that's why Rashi would hold the way we explained Rashi, legabe tvisa, that's why he would not have an existing claim to be mafkir the shem lochem, and that's why Rashi has to come on to a different reason of esrik shel tevel mishum da'asa b'achil. Let's discuss a different akuda, which is fallout from this hagdora, that the moment that's inherent in the tevel, in the truma at least, is already biyad ha-kohen, doesn't have to be, according to these rishonim, given to the kohen to assume status of being owned by the kohen. There's a tzois in Reish Mem Gimel Dalid that explains the halacha is you can give matnas kuna to a koton. Now, giving something to a koton is problematic because a koton doesn't have a koyach to be koine kishal atzmai. L'chor, his ownership of anything that he gets is only derabonon. There's a musig, there's a definition of something being given to him by a godel, which is called Das Acheres Makna, the koyach of the noisein to create ownership will work on behalf of the koton and will create ownership beyond hakoton, since he's the noisein. The problem is that that's nice if he gives the koton a car, because I'm the noisein and I use my power of ownership to create his ownership, even though he doesn't have a yad kishal atzmai. By truma, if we look at truma as not being owned by myself, as the Yisrael, when I give to the Kohen, it's not coming from me. It's already owned by the Shvatim, by the Shevet HaKohen. It's already owned by all the Kohanim. So, am I the Noisin? Can I create Das Acheres Makna? Not clear. The Ktzoy says, but there's a different reason why you can give to a Kohen. The Ktzoy says that even without saying that the Truma is owned by the Kohen, that means this would work. We're discussing this Biyachas to Tushitzim Rishonim, according to some Rishonim, the Tvua is already owned, the Truma is already owned by the Kohen, so well, that's why I would understand you can give it to a Kohen, because you're not giving him something he does own. You're giving him something that he does own. It could be that the ownership of something that you already have a stake in is easier. The Ktzoy adds another wrinkle to this. The Ktzoy says that the posuk of giving Kehanim Truma, not the pasuk that we discussed in Pasha Shoftim, but the psukim in the end of Pasha's Koyrach, that discusses Matnas Kuna Bechlal, discusses the concept of Matnas Kuna being Chelef Avodaschem. It's in return for their service. What's that service? Kahanim serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and even in Kohen Katan, we understand that his whole life is given over for the avoida of serving Klal Yisrael, being the bridge between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbein Shem and the Beis HaMikdash. In that sense, the matnas kuna that are given to the Kohen is somewhat of a wage for his services. The Ktzai says wages for services can be given to a Katan. Halacha l'maisa. Quotes the Taisus in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Tes, if a cotton babysits for you, you have an 11-year-old girl, very common, you have an 11-year-old girl, you want to pay her. Is the money now owned by her when you pay her? Well, maybe we say, ain't cotton, ain't kinyin le cotton. Now again, we discussed Das Ches Makna. But leaving that aside, Taisus says in Sanhedrin that the ketana, the cotton, will own the money that's given to them. Why? If it's wages, you don't have to be koina from fresh. You already have a schus to be paid. Memela, you don't need a yad to be koina. The cotton has ownership. You just can't do a kinyan. Mashenkin, if the ownership is a natural outgrowth of wages that are owed to them as a cotton, so then you could pay. And once you pay, that money will become money that's rightfully theirs. Similar concept in the Sivis discusses in Shin Mem Dalid, that if somebody pays somebody else money, Reuven owes Shimon $100. Reuven is miyached a certain chefetz to give to Shimon. Reuven decides to pay Shimon by giving him a table that's worth $100. Shimon doesn't have to do the regular requisite maisa kinyan on the table for it to become his. As soon as Reuven is miyached that table as Shimon's, it becomes Shimon's by dint of the fact that Shimon has a claim on all of Reuven's assets. That's called a shibut. Shimon has a shibut against Reuven. If he has a shibut against Reuven, anything that Reuven puts into fulfillment of that shibut automatically becomes Shimon's. The same thing is true of wages. The koine doesn't have to be koined with a yad unto his own. He can be koined with the fact that the money is owed to him. Automatically, the yichud of the person who's paying him, the Yisrael, who's paying wages to the koin, so to speak, like we said, that money will become the koin's. Says the Ktzois, that's only true by Matnas Kuna. What about Matnas Aniyim? Matnas Aniyim, the halacha is to leave in the field, leket, shik, chopeh, to leave in the field and have the Aniyim come. The lashon of the pasuk is tazoiv. There's no din to give to the Levim. To the Aniyim, I'm sorry. The din is to leave it. The Aniyim take of themselves. If they're taking for themselves, it's not a fulfillment of an existing choiv. It's theirs for the taking. A katan, if he picks it up, will not be zoicha. Which means that any oni who's more aggressive that'll grab from a katan, even though the katan is koinah midir abonim, midir raisa does not have a din of gzela, because the katan cannot be koinah, doesn't have a yad liknois. Matnas Kuna, he doesn't need a Yad Liknois because he has the existing Choyv, which is owed to him. Another example of the same idea is a Radbaz, in Matnas Aniyim, Perek Vav Aloch Yud, that says that Matnas Kuna, this that we spoke out, Toysim Bav Metzia, and other Makoros, that if one Koyin is aggressive and he goes to a Yisrael that has Truman, he grabs it, he might not have to pay the Yisrael for it. Yisrael could scream, what do you mean? It was mine to give out, I'm the trustee on it. But Lemaisa belongs to the kind of Kanim could grab, that's only true if we're talking about Matnas Kuna. If we're talking about Matnas Aniyim, a Yisrael was Mafrish. Tzedakah money, very common, Tzedakah money. A person's Mafrish, and he created in the money, it's questionable whether one could do that, it's a discussion unto itself, Legabit Tzedakah. Does Tzedakah have the status of Kodshim, of Trumas, where you can be miyached it to Tzedakah by designating it as such, before actually giving it to an ani? But let's say you hold that yes. I take Tzedakah money that I, maisa money that I owe, and I'm miyached as Tzedakah. It's now Momen Aniyim. One ani comes and grabs it. I'm the trustee, the Torah gave me the right to give it out to whichever Aniyim I want. I can take it back from him. The Radbaz says, why? Because by Matnas Kuhuna, it's owned by the Kahana. By Matnas Aniyim, the money is not owned by Aniyim. The Torah says, give it to the Aniyim. It's not owned yet by the Aniyim. It's not wages, like we said. It's not owned yet by the Aniyim. In which case, if he takes it, that's Shaloi Kedin, that's illegally grabbing it. I can take it back, and I can give it to whichever Ani I want.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8255. 8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.